Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Excessive, that's how the changes to the vetting system for US student visas have been described by Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Irish students seeking US educational and exchange visas will now be required to make their social media profiles public to allow officials to review their online activity. Well, let's look at the implications of this. I'm joined by Boston immigration lawyer from Foley Law Offices, specialising in US immigration, John Foley. John, hello to you.
Good morning. There's a lot of hot air here today. In addition to the hot air from the Trump White House, we're expecting the hottest day of the year in Boston.
Ah, okay.
The heat index is going to be 110 degrees.
Right.
It'll be like 43 or 44 over there.
Well, we wish you well with that. And we know it's hot in Washington as well and has been for the last while, certainly since January, John, which is why we want to talk to you. I mean, these changes have really taken people by surprise. We knew it was in the ether, but for students who are heading over now and have yet to do their visa interviews or their immigration interviews or customs interviews, they're concerned, they're worried. Should they be?
Yes, they should be. This is new. They're going back 5 years. So these kids would have been, young teenagers at the time. There's no telling what they're looking for, and there's no telling how they'll be treated once they get to the embassy.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard people saying, well, maybe you should just get yourself a new phone if you're heading to the United States. Would you take it to that extreme?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. You know, you have to list on the DS-160 form, you'll have to list all of your screen names and the passwords going back 5 years. And if you don't list them and they catch you, you'll be denied and you'll possibly be banned from coming to the U.S.
Right. It's frightening, really, when you consider that you have to hand over all of that information, John. I mentioned that they apply to different visas. So we've the F, the M and the J visa. That's probably the best known one here in Ireland. Can you explain the difference between the others?
Yeah, well, the F visa is for international students. The J is an exchange program, and we have all kinds of different types of J. And the M is somebody going to, like, a technical college or technical school. But the most that we see would be the F, the international student, or the J exchange program. But, they know what's going to happen. So you can list all of the screen names and passwords, but you can clean it up before you get here. Delete photos, text messages, and links that anybody working for Donald Trump might question. And that would include photos of pro-Gaza demonstrations and text messages and emails about Trump being a convicted felon or being found responsible for sexual assault or driving his many companies into bankruptcy. Just get rid of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's another Trump assault on freedom of speech.
Well, you're giving
it doesn't
us
solve an existing problem.
You're giving us a lot of work to do, or rather the American administration is giving intending travelers a lot of work to do, because you're talking about going back over 5 years looking for a meme about Donald Trump from 4 years ago.
True. It's silly. It doesn't solve a problem that exists. It's Trump doing what Trump does. He creates a problem and then he solves it with some ridiculous administrative move that is not going to work. It's simply going to slow things up, gum things up, spread fear, and then he'll come to the rescue by getting rid of it somewhere down the road.
John, I have a message here from a listener who tells us, my son had an appointment in the US Embassy yesterday for an F1 visa. So that's the US Embassy here in Ireland. They didn't issue a visa.
Yes.
They kept his passport because he had one social media account set to private. They've promised a decision and a return of the passport within 48 hours. Now, this person is understandably very concerned that the passport won't be returned or will be lost. What do you think of that?
Well, it's not all that uncommon for consulates to keep passports for a variety of reasons. They're going to have to keep it to put the visa in it eventually. In that case, I suspect they'll chase down the missing link or what wasn't opened, and they'll find out what it was about. But I expect in that case they'll issue it and return it with the visa in it. But the passports will be returned. As of this point, the U.S. government isn't in the habit or the practice of stealing foreign passports, but it's early in the week yet.
John, let's hope that they that they continue to return passports. But what are the implications for people if you don't give the information that they're looking for? Say if this person who we were told about in that message refuses to change the setting on the social media account to public. That's it. You're not getting in. Is that what we're being told?
That's it. If you don't provide them what they're looking for, you're going to be denied. They have the right to do that. That's not unreasonable, but, you know, they should be ready for that. They know it's going to happen, so they should prepare themselves for it. You know, in addition to getting rid of stuff, there's stuff that they should make sure that the officer sees. You know, make sure there's data on the phone connecting you to your home country. Mm-hmm. Photos of you with your parents, your family, and information about your GAA club, ties to Ireland. Because student visas are temporary visas. There won't be a need for an American wake because you'll be coming home. These are temporary visas.
You mentioned earlier that this doesn't solve a problem. What is the problem that has been identified? Is it about protests at universities? It all stems from that, doesn't it?
Yes, but there's been really no threat to America by people protesting. And there's a minor thing in California. You know, for the Irish citizens, I expect the consular offices will be looking for anything related to Gaza. You know, having said that, if there's any country in the world that knows using food as a weapon of war is genocide, it is Ireland. And you should be very proud. Ireland has spoken out against Israel's ongoing killing of innocent men, women, and children in Gaza. The bombs falling in Gaza and killing people have "Made in the USA" printed on the side. But Gaza is not talked about here. We are just too busy every day dealing with the Trump circus and vetting students when they were 13 and 14 year olds. Their text messages is today's act in the center ring for Trump circus.
Mm-hmm. So let me bring you some of the political reaction to this here. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin says that the measures are excessive. I don't approve of them. I don't agree with them. The Taoiseach, who's also the Minister for Foreign Affairs, he is going to meet the new ambassador when that new ambassador arrives here in Ireland from the United States. They're going to engage with third level institutions and organisations here to help them with advice for students, but also engaging directly with the US Embassy and with the administration to provide as much clarity as possible about these new arrangements. But the Irish government isn't going to be able to change the administration's decision here. We have no choice but to abide by these rules, John.
Yes, for the time being, because the U.S. administration is going to change the rules shortly down the road. Because while they've given the consular officers more responsibility, they haven't added more consular officers. So they've put more pressure on the consular officers, and it's going to mean the whole system is slowed because it's going to take longer for the interviews to take place. So the line's going to get longer, and it's going to mean fewer students coming into the United States. And it's part of Mr. Trump's battle with higher education. The fact that Irish students are collateral damage, that doesn't matter to Mr. Trump.
Are you seeing a fall off in the numbers who are coming to study in the United States or become involved in exchange programs or work there for the summer, or even the tourist numbers, the number of people coming to visit for a holiday? Because this has a knock-on effect, isn't it, about how safe people feel about traveling?
Sure. Why would you want to come to the United States now when just getting into the country is as difficult as they're making it? I get calls from Irish parents, and I say to them, you know, they have great colleges in Canada as well. But Mr. Trump doesn't care about that. He really, you know, he's setting his own agenda. And the United States is in a psychological civil war with itself. This is Trump versus higher education, and Irish students are going to be collateral damage.
Yeah, I mean, the United States is still a great country to visit, and people still want to go there. But are you saying your advice in this moment is, if you want to travel across the Atlantic, maybe think about Canada?
No, my advice is be prepared for what you know is going to happen. You have to give them your social information. They're going to check it out. Before you get there, clean it up. Delete things that you know they're going to have a problem with. If they ask you if you changed or you deleted stuff, tell them the truth. Tell them you prepared for the interview and you deleted silly stuff and stupid stuff that was on your phone. And just tell the truth. You know, America is still a great country, but we are a country that is in trouble. We are at war with ourselves.
I mean, if you say to them, yes, I've deleted stuff from my social media accounts, that's going to land you in trouble as well, because they'll want to see that, right?
Well, if it's deleted, they can't see it. But you got to tell them the truth. If they catch you in a lie, you know, you'll be barred.
Yeah,
I mean, so you got to tell them the truth. But you also got to be prepared when you go in there. And there's a lot of ways you can prepare.
Well, a listener says that if you delete tweets or replies, any replies from other people to those tweets will still exist and be easily found. So I just don't know about the wisdom now of deleting some of these posts, John, if we have to admit to them. And then if we don't admit to them, they're probably going to find them anyway.
Well, you're giving the consular officers more credit than they really deserve, because they're under such pressure to get the average interview would be a matter of a couple of minutes in the past. You know, you would go in, they would review your paperwork, they would ask you a couple of questions, and boom, it would be over.
Yeah.
Now they're going to take a little bit more time and they're going to look at some of your social media. But the consular officers don't really have time to go back over 5 years worth of text messages from a 14-year-old boy to a 14-year-old girl, you know, 5 years ago.
I wonder, do they,
though? But if they do find something...
Are they using AI or some sort of tech algorithm to find these messages, to seek them out so that it won't put demands on their time? I don't know what the answer to that is, but I have a listener saying that their daughter went over for a week on holiday and their social media posts were checked as well. So it's not just the student visa travellers who are being impacted by this.
Oh, no, it's not just the students. In fact, even if you get the visa from the consulate, when you get to the airport, and of course, in Ireland, you're checked out by U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the airport in Ireland, Dublin and Shannon. They also will have a look through your background, and they also will ask you questions, and they can turn you around for any reason or no reason at all.
John, it's great to talk to you. Look after yourself in that heat now. Mind yourself. Take care. Good to talk
to you,
John.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
John Foley there joining us from Boston. And John is an immigration lawyer. It's an extraordinary situation and people are getting in touch telling us about their recent experience. But if you're somebody who has decided not to travel, we'd like to hear from you as well. The WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. And in particular, if you've been through this process, what was it like? If, like this listener's daughter, you were only going for a week and you had your messages and your social media checked, let us know about it. We'll take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.